We're in conversation today. I'm confident the Republicans will allow the government to open and extend the ability of this country to pay its bills. And I'm going to do everything that I can throughout the day to accomplish just this.
Tick-tock, nothing new. The government is still closed. Senator Harry Reid feeling confident that something was going to happen. And here we are at the crossroads of things that are open, the airwaves, and your opinions here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can bump in at any time at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. At this point, I think people are just sick of it and tired of talking about it, but more people are being affected, and states are starting to do some things themselves, using state funds to reopen parks and certain monuments. We're going to talk about that this hour of America Tonight, plus fill you in on some of the odds and ends over the weekend. And when we talk about this government situation, it was a talking heads festival, really, on Sunday morning political television, without a doubt. We'll let you hear some of the conversation that occurred, but it's pretty much the same thing. We're working on it. We're talking about it. A few hardcore opinions, snipes at the other side here and there, and that's it. But you heard Harry Reid. So Reid and Minority Leader, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, have pretty much taken over the talks because they haven't gone anywhere in the last couple of days. House Speaker John Boehner said on Saturday that his discussions with the president had collapsed and that the Senate was the last hope. This is what Boehner said. The Senate is it, baby. It is the fountain of hope to avert the financial disaster, which is coming up on Thursday, the drop-dead date for, you know, pushing up the debt ceiling, basically. So McConnell and Reid met for about an hour or so in Reid's office with a couple of other senators. They left the Capitol maybe mid-afternoon on Saturday, and they didn't have any breakthrough on Saturday, and so they're just pushing through on Sunday as well, but still nothing new to report. No hardcore, clear-cut way out of this right now. Eventually, the ice is going to crack because it has to. How far can this go? I guess it could go all the way till November 1st. But for all the people who say, well, forget it. Who cares? Don't crumble. Stand your ground. The problem is eventually, and I understand what you're saying, but the problem is eventually that's going to come back to bite you, and it's going to come back to bite me definitely in the wallet for sure, because we can't let everything drop. It's one thing to not have a budget again and again and again and to get through this nonsense of what are we going to cut, what are you going to do, what am I going to give into, all that kind of stuff. It's another thing when we talk about hitting the debt ceiling. That is a completely different deal. So friends are lining up with friends, and pretty much that's all that's happening. Jack Lew is having a nervous breakdown. If you don't know who he is, he's the Treasury Secretary. He runs out of options. He swears he runs out of options Thursday for juggling the books because he's the accountant and he doesn't know how to make it work. He says there's not much wiggle room in this. There's not much that we can do here. Some Republicans at this point have already been stunned by the Speaker of the House's inability, they say, to pass anything in the House. And they're getting more and more upset with what's happening with Reid, who's trying to get some kind of relief from the automatic spending cuts because that's what they consider to be what will probably happen here, that this would be the path to a deal. But I don't see how this is a path to a deal. So right now, the government has been closed for 13 days. And the window is narrowing. Oh, it's narrowing. So you can imagine we also have polls, of course, lots of new polls being taken over the weekend throughout the tail end of last week to give us a pulse on what you, Mr. and Miss America, are thinking about the people who represent you. Tick tock, tick tock. That same old sound of the clock. We've heard it before, but now it's getting closer this time, because last time our dysfunctional government somehow put a giant Band-Aid over it and we moved on. But this time the Band-Aid is a little harder to find. So what ultimately happens if there is no Band-Aid? As I said, then you're going to look into your wallet, I'm going to look into mine, and we're going to be in trouble a little bit more than you would like. Trust me on this one. It's infuriating, I know, because as I've already said, and all of you know this anyway, that your tax dollars are going toward this farce. So every time we eat up hours with this, it's more time wasted where other things aren't happening because no budget was figured out to begin with. What is new about the debt ceiling and our horrible debt? What is new about the budget? There's nothing new in this. It's like the holidays. It always is going to fall. It's always going to fall on October 1st and then a couple of weeks after, right? So this is no new news to anyone. But it's all about procrastinating, putting it off, and not moving the needle. 80% of what funds this government comes from your pocket and my pocket. So something's not working. Because how can we keep replaying the same song 10 years in a row? 10 years in a row. And as I said, now what's going on is more states, if they can, are trying to figure out ways, because it's hurting tourism, it's hurting money coming into the state, more states are trying to figure out ways to get around the shutdown with their own money, if it's possible. Because as monuments are closed and parks and all that other sort of stuff, more people find that restaurants and hotels and everything else is affected by it, from big cities to smaller areas. So the true losers in this whole thing are people with jobs where they count on the income that flows from monuments and national parks and things of interest that are shut down because of this government closure. And if the door isn't kicked open, well, then how many days do they keep losing pay and revenue? And it's adding up in some cases, seriously, to millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. So when all is lost, occasionally a governor or two steps up and says, okay, forget it. We've got to do this ourselves. They can't figure it out in Washington, so we're going to supply the funds. We're going to figure out a way to keep things moving. Because we can't afford to lose all this money and to let so many of our people lose serious income that they need. Income that they have to have. When we come back, we're going to talk about the situation in New York City. It's one that I thought of right away that I knew would certainly squeeze a lot of people. We're talking about that next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of Liberty, you close down a good portion of the tourism that comes to New York City, and that has been untold millions of dollars in damage. The state of New York said to the federal government, if you don't want to open the Statue of Liberty, we will. And we will pay for the day-to-day operation of the Statue of Liberty, and we'll pay until the federal government reopens.
You could tell that Governor Andrew Cuomo from New York had enough of it, so he decided, you know what, we're going to take this into our own hands, and we're going to make something happen here, and we're going to use state money, whatever we have to do. We're going to reopen the Statue of Liberty and not worry about what's happening on with the federal government, which is a good thing. As somebody who has been to the Statue of Liberty, gosh, probably in my life, maybe 10 times, but as a little kid, I can tell you, totally remember going there my first time. There is nothing like it. And if people are coming from across the country and they happen to make plans for a particular weekend or part of a week or whatever it is, they always include the Statue of Liberty. And now it's tougher to get there because you have to get tickets since they redid the statue and all that other sort of stuff. So that's good news that people are waiting in line at Battery Park for the ferry to go to the Statue of Liberty, because it's been shut down since October 1st. There are people from all over the world, from France, from Italy. In fact, I think every time I've gone there, except for when I was really little, somebody's asked me to take a picture, and usually I can barely understand what they're saying to me, so obviously they're from someplace else. So Cuomo said that the state's going to pay $61,600 a day to open Liberty Island National Park through October 17th. If the shutdown isn't resolved, he's already said this, then they'll try to renegotiate to keep it open. See, New York has 33 sites under the jurisdiction of the National Park Service, and they've been shut since October 1st. So that you think about this, Ellis Island and Statue of Liberty, because of Sandy from last year, they were closed for so long for repairs that they were barely open. Now, to put this in perspective, about 4 million people visited the Statue of Liberty in 2011. I was one of those people. And it generated $174 million. $174 million. There's a lot of people that work at the Statue of Liberty, from the janitors, the people who take guides through, to the people who are part of the ferry service and whatnot. There's also restaurant, people that work in the restaurants and stuff. Guarantee economically it affected some people. Now, governors in other states are saying the same thing if they can. They're asking for the authority to reopen parks within their borders. Arizona reopened the Grand Canyon, woohoo, on Saturday. Mount Rushmore in South Dakota and Rocky Mountain National Park, you ever been there? Very cool. In Colorado also reopened, and then a couple of the other parks in Utah did the same thing. It's what I said. People make plans. They're not thinking the government's shut down. It's going to impact them. And, geez, can I change my plans? It's just not that simple, especially when you're going to areas that aren't, it's not like they're around the corner from your house for the most part. We're talking about tourist people who are coming in from other areas. Mount Rushmore. Yeah, if you live in South Dakota. But how many people trek there from other places? That's your tourist dollars. A lot of people do that because it's really in the middle. As many of you in the Dakotas know, great place to be, awesome people, great place to be from, hard to get to if you're on either coast, especially as the weather starts to roll in. So right now is a very good time, and a lot of people make plans to do that. So bravo to those governors for hearing what the people had to say as they were bending their ear and complaining and telling them, you know, this is ridiculous. Come on, do something. And they did. Trying to figure it out, figure out ways to accommodate so many of the people that have come from all kinds of areas. So in the meantime, other things that are happening because of the shutdown or in protest of the shutdown and all that other sort of stuff, veterans actually marched on Sunday in Washington. This was planned in protest of the government shutdown because it's kept them and, of course, other Americans from visiting the war memorials around the country. Not just in Washington. Remember, it was Texas Senator Ted Cruz who had told a crowd of several people that were gathered around the World War II memorial that's on the National Mall, off the National Mall, that this is the people's memorial and it's a symbol of the shutdown of the country's response. You know, why is the federal government, he's saying, and other people are saying, why is the federal government spending money to keep veterans out of the memorial, which is true. Why guard things and then just why not just let people go and see it that way? Why spend money to keep people out of Mount Vernon and Mount Rushmore and, you know, all that kind of stuff? The trickiness of the political gamesmanship shouldn't be at a cost to the people who are trying to enjoy what we have to offer, whether it's in the Capitol, whether it's in New York, whether it's in Pennsylvania, or someplace else across the country, because I guarantee if I went through a map, I could pick a place out wherever you're listening to me, there's probably someplace close by that has significantly been shut down. I'm just guessing that I feel pretty confident that I can say that there's enough places that have had the brunt of this, that have bore the brunt of this. So, you know, Sarah Palin showed up for the Million Vet March on the Memorials. Protesters were shouting USA and tear down the walls and all that kind of stuff. And it hasn't happened yet. And it doesn't look like there's an end in sight at this point for the shutdown. But you can believe that as the clock keeps ticking and we get closer and closer to Thursday, I tell you, I'd be really shocked if we go beyond that point. I mean, I would be stunned because now it's about capitalism, and now it's about optimism to try to figure out some kind of a deal to push the debt ceiling. And I know we have an outrageous debt, so this goes part and parcel, really, with the nonsense of not setting a budget. But at this point, if we don't pay our debts and we're stuck, we're going to make it that much worse. It's going to be that much worse. So to prove the point. The point's been proved, I think, that this shouldn't happen. This is ridiculous. And we're all paying the price of some sort, some the ultimate price, and meaning loss of income. And what can they do? They can whine and complain and say whatever they want. But if you own a cafe outside of the Grand Canyon or in the Grand Canyon, a private place, well, if people aren't going in, you're not going to have the numbers that you would normally have. And then all the people you employ, same thing with any of the other monuments and parks and whatnot. It's like the Statue of Liberty. There's a lot of people, probably way more than I even imagine, that make their living off of those two particular sites, Ellis Island and the Statue of Liberty. And it's the middle class people. There are people barely making it, by the way, that fall into that category. So the IMF, let me toss this in, Europe getting nervous that we haven't flung open the gates yet, and the world finance folks pledged on Saturday to deal with new risks to the global recovery because they're worried about the United States, and they're putting, they vowed to keep putting pressure on the United States to address the default on U.S. debt, just screaming, urgent action is needed. You have to do something to increase your government's borrowing limit before the Thursday deadline, because they're concerned about their own markets. If everything is exhausted globally, who will it affect? It'll affect a lot of people. The IMF has 188 nations. And then, of course, the World Bank. And we know bankers make the world go round whether we like it or not. I would vote in the I don't like it category. I still don't think I'm over banks too big to fail. But they pull the strings. And World Bank President Jim Yong Kim is pushing this, says if the debt ceiling isn't increased, the economic fallout, he says, could include increased interest rates, slower global economic growth, and failing business confidence. It would have a disastrous impact, he says, on poor nations. Once again, everybody relies on the U.S., including whether or not we raise our debt ceiling. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
So wake up, America. We're kicking it in to the new week here on America Tonight. And I know it's like the same old song. It's like when you tune into really any pop radio stations that's left in the United States and you hear the same song played over and over again. Whatever, it's hot, it's just played right into the ground, because the theory is everybody wants you to keep playing the hits. Well, this hit is getting old. We're so tired of talking about the shutdown, but it affects all of us, and no deal is imminent. Because the ripples, it's the ripples that lap up against the rest of us. And there are lots of opinions flying in and out of D.C. If you want to throw in yours, you can. Always here on America Tonight, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. But I thought it would be appropriate to put somebody in the dungeon. I have to say, I agree with Bob Schieffer when he said on Face the Nation that the Speaker of the House, Boehner, could be in serious jeopardy of losing his speakership. Because the Republicans are saying, you might not like Speaker Boehner. You may have a lot of differences with Speaker Boehner, but if he's toppled, some are saying, this is what Bob Schieffer is saying, that he could be toppled if things don't go exactly right. That's what you get after Boehner. It would be worse than to deal with trying to strike a deal with him. So in other words, in all that convoluted rhetoric, is what he's saying is that now he's the odd man out. He's under the bus no matter what, because they're just tired of dealing with him. The Democrats are tired of dealing with him, which the Democrats don't matter as much except for vote-wise as the Republicans do. And the Republicans are tired of it, too, because they're tired of being up against this. And people like the old guard, like John McCain and Mitch McConnell, absolutely. And now, of course, now you're talking Senate versus House, and Boehner's in the House. But remember, they all wickedly weave in and out of each other with their opinions and with the pull that they have, the political pull they have within the party. So John Boehner, to me, in this whole mess, has done really nothing to assert any kind of leadership. And so for that reason, I think he shouldn't be Speaker of the House. If they were smart, he barely made it last time. And I think they would vote somebody else in that position and pull Boehner out after this whole nonsense, of course, is over. And then we roll into another Congress. And if they don't, I feel like he needs a little time out, and we're going to give it to him here on America Tonight. He needs to just shut his trap and not say anything more, because he's only doing more damage to the process. He's not helping as he tries to play all the different sides of the Republican Party and work the Democrats and work the White House. It's just not the right spot for him to be in anymore. He is not the artful negotiator that a Speaker of the House needs to be. So I'm going to say, John Boehner, I'm sorry, and I don't want to make you cry, but you need to go into the America Tonight dungeon. So, Matt, escort him in, please.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yep, that's it. So I've got the key. If he agrees to appear on America Tonight, we'll unlock the dungeon, and he can be set free. He'd probably enjoy being set free from what he's in right now, because I think he really enjoys being the Speaker of the House, as our pal Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio, who knows John Boehner really well and has had many conflicts with him, too, his years of being in Congress, has said there is no doubt about that, that he wants to really hang on to that. And he was angling for that for a very long time. Because if you think about it, Speaker of the House, you are third in line for the presidency. It is a powerful position to be in. But to be in that spot, you have to be able to, whatever the logjam is, you have to be able to negotiate. And he hasn't been able to negotiate in a couple of different situations. And that's just not good. That doesn't work. It doesn't work. Now you have Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who seems a little more diplomatic in the way he approaches things. He's lost his temper a time or two over the years. But he said lately he's disappointed that the president has rejected the offer that they put on the table. He said, I know he's trying to see which Republican senator he can pick off in the Senate. And I hope that the Senate Republicans stand strong so that we can speak with one voice, is what Cantor says. He says, we're all trying to resolve the problem, and we're trying to see a resolution as quickly as possible. So Cantor has no love for the president, but he's not having beers with him in secret either, to no avail. How long ago was that? And, you know, Cantor, to me, seems like a person who could slip into that position. But regardless, the hand that we're dealt now and what's being played out, as I've already mentioned a couple of times, just remember the 17th, which is Thursday. Shockingly, already we're there. So with no hike to the debt ceiling, there's a chance that we could default on our debt. Or, and here's the thing where it affects you, or not make Social Security payments or checks to the military. So despite what's already been put in play fiscally, when it's just not possible, it's not going to happen. And Social Security payments, how many people, how many of you have a mother or a father, or maybe yourselves, maybe someone you know, needs that little bit of push from Social Security? They're getting disability benefits or something else that they rightfully should get, as they have paid into Social Security throughout their lifetime. and this is money they need. You cannot write IOUs to people. You know, in nursing homes, they don't accept IOUs. In other situations, like paying power bills and getting groceries and whatnot, you can't write an IOU. It's not the Waltons, where you walked into the grocery store, the little county store, and they said, oh, it's okay, and they had a little tab running in the back, and you owed so much money because you couldn't rub two nickels together. But they liked you. Gosh, they liked you. That's not how it is. That's not how we roll very much now. So a lot of people would be clipped by that Social Security payment. And the military. My gosh, how can you not have checks to the military? People who serve, people who are active military members, their families struggling to make it, being told that they're not going to get the checks. They got to figure it out. Because certainly in Congress, the senators and the Congress folks aren't giving up their money while they play around with our money, right? So why don't they all not take a salary during this time period, work for free like an internship, for the entire time period that the government is shut down and as we get roll into this whole debt ceiling thing? Then we can take all the rank and file members' money and put it in a pot and start to pay out other people from that. Seriously. If they want to impress us with how they really want to negotiate and get things done, then do something dramatic like that. So there is no doubt. The blame game's on. The push for leverage is on. It's the same themes over and over again. The Republican Party's getting pummeled in some of the polls. So there's pressure on the Republicans to crack, to concede. And the Senate Republicans are just waiting. They've just been very coy about the House Republican plan. So there's frustration and blame to go around all over the place. But I think that a lot of this comes from leadership, because you have to look to the leaders. And Speaker Boehner is not getting it done. He does not have a strong backbone. And because of that, a lot of this has been flawed along the way, and there's been some advantage that's been able to spread to other factions, I think, because of that. So there's pretty serious consequences on the table at this point. Pretty serious stuff. And I'll say this again. I am not a stockbroker. I am not advising you what to do. I'm just saying, as somebody who had to handle my own account because I don't have a 401k but have one, be careful, be careful, be careful. Because people are dumping stocks. They're gonna dump. They're going to prepare for what inevitably could be a huge collapse in the financial sector because of this. So that affects some of you. It probably affects a lot of you. A lot of you may be in industries where you work for a union, or you have worked for a union, or you have some kind of pension that will be tied to all that's happening. So if you think you're not, make sure you check. Make sure you check. And be very, very careful, my friends, because we are getting closer and closer to this default. And the weekend was not good. Day 14, actually, as we enter Monday. Day 14. Count the beginning of this thing. Wow. Craziness. Two full weeks. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney, as we hit the final couple of turns for this hour of the show anyway. Before we get there, an old pal of mine put this on his Facebook. My pal Ernie writes, every day someone breathlessly reports that this Democrat or that Republican made a ridiculous or outrageous statement, accusation, or gaffe, and now I'm supposed to be outraged by it and hate that politician and his or her party. We are truly a nation of nine-year-olds. Washington is merely a reflection of the people they represent. Ooh. I don't know. Does Ernie have a point? I would say we still have the problem with the leadership. You know, a good leader will rise above the fray and will set it straight, which was my problem and with John Boehner and why we put John Boehner as the Speaker of the House, needs to go from that position. That's why we put him in the America Tonight dungeon. You know, the House Republicans were upset with the Senate Republicans and the President on Saturday for trying to cut a debt ceiling deal that would have left them out of it. The members pretty much came from a meeting, saying a conference meeting. You know, that's what they're having. They're having committee meeting and conference meeting all over the place, saying that the president had double-crossed them by breaking off talks to shop for a better deal, saying, forget it, I'm not getting anywhere with the House guys, so let's just move to the Senate. And they said that the deal that was formulated by Senator Susan Collins would never get House Republican approval. Paul Ryan said they're just trying to jam us with the Senate and we're not going to roll over and take it. We're not going to do that. We don't support it. He was talking about Collins' proposal, which would hike the debt ceiling until the end of January, fund the government for 6 months at the level of the sequester. In exchange, it would delay for 2 years a tax on medical devices used to pay for Obamacare and then push the efforts to ensure that people who get tax subsidies to buy health care insurance are eligible to do that. They're eligible to get it because that was also part of the problem, right? And this is not looking like that's going anywhere at this point. So no deal, no plans, no nothing. And I still say that part of that comes from not having strong leadership in the House in the position that John Boehner's in. Because he hasn't had a backbone throughout this. You got to pick one way or the other, and you got to figure out how to negotiate it correctly. And there is an art to negotiating, and yes, sometimes you hit the brick wall. We live in the land of polarization, but there are people that are good at it, and that's why they rise to certain leadership positions. And frankly, he's not it. He's not it, and this, to me, is part of the problem and part of the reason of the stalled tactics and everything else that just simply aren't working. And in the end, mark my words, they're going to jam all of us up in some way. And, you know, it's okay to be outraged and furious and freak out and everything else until it actually happens to you. Then the game changes, doesn't it? Oh, it's dramatic when it happens, too. When you all of a sudden realize that it's affecting you, that something has changed, whatever it is that has gone up, and usually it's something going up. It's some huge jump in a bill or something that's not happening that you can't receive that you were getting before. And trust me, if this happens to Social Security, there are going to be a lot of people upset, and a lot of people upset with the military pay thing, too, because if it gets to that point, that's what happens. I mean, if you've got no money there and there's no checks to write out and you're trying to rob Peter to pay Paul and figure out who's getting paid first, that's very well what could happen. All right, so here's the deal. I wanted to mix in some odds and ends, so let's do that. What's interesting is on this show, how often do we talk about the woes, or we have in the past anyway, the woes of the TSA? And to me, the one thing that I thought was the worst of anything is the fact that it pretty much showed you where you're at with security when they were advertising for TSA agents on pizza boxes in Washington, D.C. I mean, does that tell you who's patting you down at the airports and what's happening at the airports and, you know, whatnot? And I've talked about this before. When I lived in Vegas for a very short amount of time, they would have jokey kind of skits that were on the screens as you were walking through, like comedians or whatever, like sort of little vignettes of what not to do or what not to say. And then you would hit the TSA area and there was no jokes. There's no cracking any jokes or, you know, whatever. So now supposedly what's happening, like in Houston, there's being pumped over a loudspeaker that no inappropriate remarks or jokes concerning security or it could result in your arrests. And they keep rolling these, you know, warnings over and over again just to try to, I guess, have people realize that they have less freedom of speech and that you just better keep it shut when you're going through. No jokes about security. None of that. Otherwise, look out and you could be arrested. Now, this has happened a couple of times to people where they've made a joke about explosives or whatever, and then they've pulled them aside. I mean, I've actually seen that happen to somebody that got pulled aside, but they didn't. He kept saying, I'm just kidding, 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 and this was in Tampa, Florida, and they let him go in front of me. He was somebody that was just two people in front of me. But this whole idea of pumping it over the loudspeakers, the thing that I thought was so crazy was the Vegas deal to me with the joking around with the comedians and then telling you not to joke around after you were just watching that on the screen in these vignettes. And I thought, well, I don't know if people are really going to understand what you're saying there. You're making fun of it. And then at the same time as you're making fun of it, you're pumping out something different there. So I don't think we're ever going to solve the riddle of embracing what's happening with the TSA. To me, I'll say it again, unless you pay the money and you have really trained security people there, then you're not serious about security, because you can't be. If you have ex-detectives and cops and those kind of people on the line, they know what to look for. And you don't want to call it profiling, okay, you can call it something else, but they'll look for the signs. They'll look for those cues as to what's happening when someone goes through, and they'll be able to pick, I think, some of the things out that other people wouldn't be able to pick out. And I got to mention this because I think the highlight for any of you listening to us in the Northeast or just in general, people who are baseball fans, we go from the TSA to the Red Sox. That's how America Tonight is. It was crazy to see this. But David Ortiz, an eighth inning grand slam, ties the game up at 5-5 with Detroit. Detroit, at that point, had such a huge lead, a 5-1 lead. Then a winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning for a 6-5 win. So it's now 1-1 in the American League Championship Series. From time to time, I take a break from all this politics thing, and I was watching this game, and it was absolutely incredible. Jared Salamanca, Salamaccia, hitting that ball, boom, that just could not be stopped, was incredible. His single to left drove in the winning run in the ninth inning. That is why you watch the great game of baseball. So now that series again is tied at one apiece, the Detroit Tigers, and the Boston Red Sox. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.